My Bushfire Diary, text by Alan Trussell Cullen. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1.
Thursday, 3rd of February. We live on the edge of a small town north of Sydney. Our house looks out across bush and a gum tree forest. We haven't had much rain this summer, so the forest is very dry. Everyone is worried about bushfires. People keep asking, will this be one of those years? I hear so much about bushfires that I've decided to keep my own diary over the summer. For weeks, the forest workers were clearing firebreaks with bulldozers. A firebreak is a gap made in the forest to help stop fire spreading. Before our town got so big, the forest workers used to burn off parts of the forest in winter so there would be gaps to stop any summer bushfires spreading. This is called a controlled burn. In the last few years, people have built houses near the forest. This has made it dangerous to do any more controlled burns. Chapter 2. Monday, 7th of February. Our teacher talked to us about bushfires today. She said that bushfires need 1. Fuel, like dry grass, plants and trees. 2. Oxygen. 3. Heat to start the fire. She said many bushfires are started when people are careless with fires or cigarettes. Lightning can start a bushfire too. We get lots of lightning storms around Sydney. Our teacher also showed us a wildfire map of the world. Wildfires are fires that burn out of control. In some places, there are grass wildfires, while in other places, there are forest wildfires. And in other places, like where I live, there are bush wildfires.
Chapter 3.
Friday, the 11th of February. This morning, as I was getting on the school bus, I saw smoke. The bus driver said there was a small fire at Butterfly Creek, about 10 kilometres away. We saw fire trucks and tankers rushing to the fire. The firefighters worked all day to bring the fire under control. They put water on the fire and did backburning, which is when firefighters light small fires ahead of the big fire. When the big fire gets to the burnt part, it can't go any further because there's nothing to burn. Chapter 4. Saturday, 12th of February. This morning, I heard helicopters. Yesterday's backburning didn't work, and the fire was bigger. The firefighters were filling monsoon buckets in the river and dropping the water on the fires. I saw lots of birds flying away from the forest. Bushfires are bad for birds and animals, as well as trees.
Chapter 5.
Sunday, 13th of February. Today, the fire went from bad to worse. It became a crown fire, which means that the treetops started burning. Bushfires usually start out as ground fires and burn slowly. When the fire gets to the treetops, it can jump from tree to tree and spread very quickly. The wind changed too. It blew the fire towards the town, and the air was full of smoke. The fire could spread towards our house, so Dad cleared everything away from around the house and removed all the leaves in the gutters.
Chapter 6.
Monday, 14th of February. Today, the police said the fire was coming our way. We had to leave our house. We only had time to throw our special things in the car, like photo albums. I looked after our two cats in the back seat. My baby brother was crying. Dad took off from our house fast, and we went to stay with friends in town. I couldn't stop thinking about our house and wondering if it would be there when the fire was over. Chapter 7. Tuesday, 15th of February. I didn't go to school today or yesterday, but when we woke up this morning, there were clouds in the sky. Real clouds, not clouds of smoke. Later, it started to rain. Our first heavy rain for 2 years. We ran outside and danced in the rain with the firefighters. We loved that rain because it helped to put the bushfire out. The firefighters still have to spend another 5 days damping down hot spots to make sure the bushfire doesn't start up again. But yes, the bushfire is over. Chapter 8. Wednesday, 16th of February. Today, we were told we could go back to our house. We were worried about what we would find. No one spoke as we drove up the road. Then when we came round the corner, we saw our house. The fire missed us. The firefighter said the wind changed at the last minute, which helped to save our house. Yes, our house was still standing, but this was what the forest looked like. Chapter 9. Thursday, 28th of December. After the fire, I forgot all about my bushfire diary. I found it today in a drawer and read it. Lots of things have happened since the bushfire. New trees have grown in the ashes of the old trees. The animals have come back too. It's taken many months, but everything is almost back to normal.